Exclusive, WVAG Patrick Morrissey. I fought to protect women against transgender agenda. By Hannah Knudsen on May 14, 2024. It is time to say no to the woke class, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, a candidate for governor of West Virginia, told Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday, the day of the primary. Morrissey told the story of middle school girls in his state who were suspended from participating in track and field meets after protesting the participation of a biological male who believes he is female. So let's start at the beginning. So back in 2021, the West Virginia legislature, I think having foresight, they knew that there were going to be radical attempts to force men to have men play sports with women. Well, they passed a law prohibiting that, and that was, I think, very positive. And so we've been in court for the last number of years defending that law, he explained, noting that the Fourth Circuit has enjoined the law. So now we're gonna go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's the pathway. So along the way, there is an individual playing sports in West Virginia, and as time goes on, this individual who is a biological male continues to get better and stronger in sports, he said, explaining that some of the girls who were set to compete against that biological male stood up after the court case came out. The Fourth Circuit, they said, no, we're not going to participate. We think it's not right. We don't think it's just. It's not fair. And so they sat out and they walked off in protest, because of what happened. Thereafter there was an effort to try to suspend the little girls, to punish them for doing that. And I stood up and said, absolutely not, Morrissey said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Patrick Morrissey, May 14, 2024. And a lawsuit was filed by the parents, and I weighed in with a brief, an amicus brief, to say these girls should not be punished. They need to be commended. And they're courageous. We brought them down to a press conference with Riley Gaines and myself, and we talked about how we're going to defend them, he said, noting that the right thing happened at the end of the day. And it's up to people like these little girls, it's up to people like me, it's up to the listeners to say no, this is nonsense. We have to say no to this, because this is our culture, these are our laws. These are our values. That's why I'm running for governor, because I want to be the guy that's gonna say absolutely no to the woke class and the craziness that's coming out, he said, before making a final pitch for votes on primary day. So if you live in West Virginia, if you're listening to this, there's a profound difference between all the candidates. Sure, they'll say they're conservative. I get it. It's a conservative state. They're going to try to do their best to sell you. But look at someone's record, not just the slick commercials or the mailings, but to what we've done in the trenches. When Riley Gaines came in, she talked about the fact that 10 years ago, I was the one out in front nationally, helping lead against the Obama bathroom directive. These are cultural issues. They get to the fabric of who we are as a society, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.